Thus, we cannot escape our likes and mislikes, exiles or ambushers, beggar and neighbour, and this is where the dime show advertisers advance the temporal relief plea, let us be tolerant of antipathies. Next, quo vis burro num fuit mercatius. I'm not hereby giving my final endorsement to the learned ignorance of the Cusanus philosophism, in which old Nicholas pegs it down that the smarter the spin of the top, the sounder the span of the button. What the worthy old Arbogenist ought to have meant was, the more stolidly immobile in space appears to me the bottom which is presented to use in time by the top premobilisk, etc. And I shall be misunderstood if understood to give an unconditional sine qua non to the heroicized furabouts of the Nolanus theory, or at any rate of that substrate of apart from his or heri, where the Teofil swores that on principle he was the pointing start of his odios by comparison, and that while eggs will fall cheapened all over the wald, the bure will be dear on the bry. Now, while I am not out to be taken up as an unintentionally recommending the silky Jorg Tyrone Dynamon machine for the more economical helixitrolysis of these amboadipates, until I can find space to look into it myself a little more closely, first I shall go on with my decisions, after having shown you in good time how both products of our social stomach, the excellent Dr. Burriman, I noticed, by the way, from his amended food theory, has been carefully digesting the very wholesome criticism I helped him to in my Princeps edition, which is also munched to the cud, are mutually polarized the incompatibility of any delusional acting as ambivalent to the fixation of his pivotism. Positing, as above, two male pools, the one the picture of the other, and the ominous goatee of the one, and looking wantonly around our undisturbed middle between males, we feel we must wastefully want a female to focus, and on this stage there pleasantly appears the Kari maid, M, whom we shall often meet below, who introduces herself upon us at some precise hour, which we shall again agree to call absolute zero, or the babbling punt of Platonism. And so, like that former son of a Kish who went up and out to find his farmer's ashes, we come down home gently on our turnabout asses to meet Margarine. We now romp through a period of pure lyricism, of shame-bred music. Technologically, let me say, the appetizing entry of this subject on a full chest of eels is plumply putting the cart before the horse, evidenced by such words in distress as, I cream for thee, sweet Margarine, and the more hopeful, O Margarina, still in the bowl is left a lump of gold. Correspondents, by the way, will keep on asking me, what is the correct garnish to serve drisheens with? Tansy sauce. Enough? The pawn-breaking pathos of the first of these shoddy pieces reveals it as a caseous of effort. Burris's bit is often used for a toast. Grinny culture can tell us very precisely indeed how and why this particular streak of yellow silver first appeared or not in the bowl. That is to see the human head, bald, black, bronze, brown, brindled, better-aved, or blanche-mange, where it might be usefully compared with an earwig on a full bottom. I'm offering this to Signorina Cuticura, and I intend to take it up and bring it under the nositis of her Harlane by way of diverting his attentions. Of course, the unskilled singer continues to pervert our wiser ears by subordinating the space element, that is to sing, the aria, to the time factor, which ought to be killed il tempore. I should advise any unborn singer who may still be among my heeders to forget her temporal diaphragm at home, the best thing that could happen to it, and attack the roulade with a swift colpo di glottide to the lug. Though Mayas, I will insist, was reclined from overdoing this, his recovery often being slow, and then, oh, on the third dead beat, oh, to close her eyes and open her oath and see what spice I may send her. How? Cease thee, cantatrice, I fain would be solo, arouse thee, my valour, and say for e'er my troubadour. I shall have a word to say in a few yards about the acoustic and architectural management of the tone hall, but as ours is a vivarious, where one plan's brief is a longer planner's bison, and you may not care for argon, it will be very convenient for me for the emolument to pursue Burrison cases for a rung or two up the rice oscillating by angle. Every admirer has seen my goulash of Marg. She is so like the sister you don't know, and they both dress alike, which I titled the very picture of a needleswoman, which in the presence ornates our national cruet stand. This genre of portraiture of changes of mind, in order to be truly torse, should evoke the bush soul of females, so I'm leaving it to the experienced victim to complete the general suggestion by the mental addition of a wallopy band, or, should the zoological zealot prefer it, a congrel teal. The hatboxes which composed Romba, Lady Trebizond, Marge and her Excelsis, also comprise the climax to Gram, up which B and C may fondly be imagined ascending, and are suggestive of gentlemen spring models, these modes carrying us back to the superimposed clolaires of Ecocene and Pleistocene formation and the gradual morphological changes in our body politic, which Professor Ebahi Ahuri of Philodesphoinis, whose blue butterbrush I have just given his coup de grace to, neatly names a boîte de surprise. The boxes, if I may break the subject gently, are worth about fourpence per box, but I'm inventing a more patent process, foolproof and pride perfect. I should like to ask the Chedlock Holmes person who's out for removing the roofs of our criminal classics by what deductio ad dominum he hopes detector to detect anything, unless he opens of himself, movibile tectu, to have a slayed off, after which they can be reduced to a fragment of their true crust by even the youngest of Margies, if she will take please and be seated and smile if I please. Now, there can be no question about it either that I'm having done as much, have quite got the size of the demilitary young female. We will continue to call her Marge, whose types may be met with in any public garden, wearing a very dressy affair known as Ethel, or instep length, and with a real fur reduced to 3-9 and muffin cap to tone. They are angle skin this fall, ostentatiously hemming apologetically over the shirtness of some sweet garment when she's not sitting on all the free benches avidiously reading about it, but evidently on the lookout for him, or so thrilled about the best-dressed dolly pram and beautiful elbow competition, or at the movies swallowing sobs and blowing Bix Miskets over Child Chaplin's latest, or on the verge of the gutter with some bobbed-a-hair, brief-frock, babyamous toddler, the Smith-Smiths now keep two domestics and aspire to three male ones, a chauffeur, a buttlegger, and a secretary, held hostage at arm's length, teaching his infant majesty how to make waters worse. I'm closely watching Master Pules, as I've regions to suspect from my post that her little man is a secondary school teacher under the boards of education, a voted disciple of Infantulus, who's being utilized thus publicly by the said Ducente Infanta to conceal her own more masculine personality by flaunting frivolous finery over men's inside clothes, for the femininity of that tota mulier will always lack the muscling of a verum virum. My solutions for the proper patronage of matches and the education of micturious mites must stand over from the moment till I tackle this tickler hussy for occupying my attentions. Margarina, she's very fond of burrs, but a lick and a lack, she's very fond of chee. The important influence exercised on everything by this East Asian import has not been till now fully flavoured, though we can comfortably taste it in this case. I shall come back for a little more, say, farther on. A Cleopatrician in her own right, she at once complicates the position while Burris and Casey's are contending for her mystery by implicating herself with an elusive Antonius, a wop who would appear to hug a personal interest in refined chi of all shades, at the same time as he wags an antimine art of being rude like the boor. This Antonius Buddhist Chaetius group triad may be said to equate the qualis equivalent with the older so-called talis on talis, one, just as quant is in the hyperchemical ethnomantarchy, the tantrum ergons illuminate the quantum earth, so that eggs is to whey as whey is to zeed, like your golf child's Abe Boobcatty. And this is why any simple Philadolphus of a fool you like to dress, an atium stewed Lotonian, egg-legged Patrickized, may be awfully green to one side of him and fruitfully blue on the other, which will not screen him, however, from appealing to my grope's arching eyes through the strongholds of my acropole as a boosted, blasted, bleating, blatant, bloating, blasphorous idiot who cannot tail a bomb from a pineapple when he steals one and one at Psinghip Salmon with the Kong and our Grational Pompons with the Canting Crew. No, topsman Tiotapia, this thing, Mr. Abbey, is neffened, and taking off south stuffs and all alkalic matters, I hope we can kill time to reach the salt, because there's some force glass nutric acids bittering in the salt pewter for you to plump your potogen. The thundering legion has stormed Olymp that it end. 12 tabular times till now have I educated Merus genius to Carius Caesius, moriture te salutat. My famous tamous race is run, so let Demonsky take the highmost. Abraham Trippier, these old diligences are quite out of date. Read next answer. I'll beat you so long, big-tempered. Why not take direct action? See previous reply. My unchanging word is sacred. The word is my wife, to expanse and expound, to vend and to venerate, and may the curlews crown our nuptials, till breath us depart. Wamen. Beware, would you change with my years? Be as young as your grandmother, the ringman in the wrong shop, but the right words by the rote order. Ubi lingua nucupacit, ibi fas, adversus hostem semper sac. She that will not feel my full moon, let her appeal to thee as the hoyden and the impudent, that mon that hot no Moses in his soul, nor is not awed by conquests of world's law, who never with himself was fed and leaves his soil to lave his head, when his hopes is as high blows from whisking his woe, if he came to my preach, a proud purse-broken ranger, when the heavens were welling the spite of their sprout, to beg for a bite in our bark noise danger, would meself and MacJeffert four in hand foot him out? Aye, were he my own breast brother, my doubled with love, and my single biased hate, were we bred by the same fire, and signed with the same salt, had we tapped from the same master, and robbed the same till, were we tucked in one bed, and bit by one flea, homo-gallant and hemi-cap noise, bum-mandingo, jack by churl, though it broke my heart to pray it, still, I'd fear I'd hate to say, 12, Saturesto, answer, Seamus Summers. Shem is as short for Shemus as Jem is jokey for Jacob. A few toughnecks are still gettable who pretend that aboriginally he was of respectable stemming. He was an outlex between the lines of Ragnobar Blaubarb and Horald Hairwire, and an in-law to Captain the Honourable and Reverend MacBrithwood, the Tropblog, was among his most distant connections. But every honest-to-goodness man in the land of space of today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white. Putting truth and untruth together, a shot may be made at what this hybrid actually was like to look at. Shem's bodily get-up, it seems, included an adze of a skull, an eight of a lark side, the whole of a nose, one numb arm up a sleeve, 42 hairs off his uncrown, 18 to his mock lip, a trio of barbels from his mega-geck chin, so men's son, the wrong shoulder higher than the right, all ears, an artificial tongue with a natural curl, not a foot to stand on, a handful of thumbs, a blind stomach, a deaf heart, a loose liver, two-fifths of two buttocks, one blessed gene, avoir du poider, for him, a man-root of all evil, a salmon kell's thin skin, eel's blood in his cold toes, a bladder tristended, so much so that young Master Shemmy, on his very first departure, the very dawn of proto-history, seeing himself such and such when playing with thistle words in their garden nursery, Greta Rofio at Pig Street 111, Shulvin Old Helland, would we go back there now for sans pillings and sense? Would we now for Annis and Annis? Would we for full score eight and a liretta, for 12 blocks one bob, for four tessers one groat, not for a dinar, not for a joe? Dictated to all of his little brothers and swesterines the first riddle of the universe, asking, when is a man not a man? Telling them, take their time, young freeze, and wait till the tide stops, for from the first day was a fortnight, and offering the prize of a bittersweet crab, a little present from the past, for their copper age was yet unminted to the winner. One said, when the heavens are Quakers, a second said, when bowmen lips, a third said, when he know, when hold hard a jiffy, when he's a Gnostic and determined to, the next one said, when the angel of death kicks the bucket of life, still another said, when the wine's at wit's ends, and still another, when lovely woman stoops to conk him. One of the littlest said, me, Sam, when pap at the harbour, one of the wittiest said, when he had to eat a block hooken, and he smear himself so shooken. Still one said, when you're old, I'm grey, fall full we sleep, and still another, when we're dead, a walkner, and another, when he's just only after having simicized, another, when yet he had no mananas, and one, when does pigs, they begin now that they will flies up into the luft. All were wrong, so Shem himself, the doctator, took the cake, the correct solution being, all give it up, when he is a, you're still the rending of the rocks, sham. Shem was a sham, and a low sham, and his loners creeped out first via foodstuffs. So low was he that he preferred Gibson's tea time salmon tinned, as inexpensive as pleasing, to the plumpest roe heavy lacks of the friskiest par or smoked troutlet that ever was gaffed between Leek's Lip and Island Bridge, and many was the time he repeated in his botulism that no jungle grown pineapple ever smacked like the whoppers you shook out of Anais's cans, Findlater and Gladstone's Corner House, England. None of your inch thick blue blooded balaclava fried at beefsteaks, or juicy jelly legs of the Grex's molten mutton, or greasy gristly grunter's groupins, or slice upon slab of luscious goose bosom with lump after load of plum pudding stuffing all a swim in a swamp of bog oak gravy for that green-hearted dude Rose Biff of old Zealand. He could not have touched it. See what happens when you somatophage merman take his fancy to our vegetarian swan. He even ran away with himself and became a farcenerite, saying he would far sooner muddle through the hash of lentils in Europe than meddle with Ireland's split little pea. Once, when among those rebels in a state of hopelessly helpless intoxication, the pissy cavours strove to lift a citron and peeled to either nostril, hiccuping, apparently impromptu by the hibbet he had with his glottal stop, that he cook a cool flourish forever by the smell of sincere as Ketson like a skeet on the fountains of mountains with Limanon of Lebanon. Oh, the lowness of him was beneath all up to that sung to, no like a biddy firewater or first serve, first shot or gullet bungeen or honest boo barret beer either. Oh, dear, no. Instead, the tragic jester sobbed himself way whiningly sick of life on some sort of rhubarbarous mandarin, yellow-green, funk-blue, windy gut, diodying applejack squeezed from sour grapefruits, and to hear him twix his sedimental cuss lips when he'd gulped down much too many gourds of it, retching off to almost as low wit-swillers who always knew, notwithstanding when they'd had enough and were rightly indignant at the wretch's hospitality, when they found to their horror they could not carry another drop, it came straight from the noble white fat Joe, open white sat Joe, hair why hide that Joe, the wine vat of the most serene Maggie nasty as archdiocese. If she's a duck, she's a douche, and when she has a ferribus, not her fault. Now, is it archbishops funny you're grinning at? Fancy you're in her yet? Fanny Arena, ain't that swell? Hey, Pimengro, talk about lowness. Any dog's quantity of it visibly oozed out thickly from this dirty little blackening beetle. From the very fort snapped the Tullock Turnbull girl with her cool-blooded Kodak shot at the as yet unremunerated national apostate who was cowardly gun and camera shy, taking what he fondly thought was a shortcut to Care Fair, Soak a Merrygrass via the Shipstream Pride Wind after having buried a hatchet not so long before by the wrong goods exeunt. Number desh to train into Pata Paveri's fruiters and musical florists with his Kichao Chavi Sashin Shilipin. She knew the voice out of Bridewell was a bad fast man by his walk on the spot. John's is a different butcher. Next place you're up on town, pay him a visit, or better still, come to buy. You'll enjoy cattlemen's spring meat. John's is now quite divorced from bacon. Fattens, kills, flays, hangs, draws quarters and pieces. Feel his lambs. X, feel. House sheep. X, X. His liver, too, is great value, a speciality. X, X, X. Communicated. Around that time, moreover, one generally from love and money hoped, or at any rate suspected among morticians, that he would early turn out badly, develop hereditary pulmonary TB, and do for himself one dandy time, nay, of a pelting night blanket of creditors, hearing a coarse song on splash off Eden Key, sighed and rolled over, sure all was up, but though he fell heavily and locally into debit, not even then could such an antinomian be true to type. He would not put fire to his cerebrum, he would not throw himself in Liffey, he would not exploit himself with pneumatics, he refused to suffocate himself with a sod, with the foreign devil's leave the frayed-born fraud diddled even death, and see cable, but shaking the work out of his mouth, guarded Costa Leporello, Sajas Kreshk, from as near a publicum asylum to his Jonathan for a brother, here to Kay, gone to Maury, were splutched, do something, fireless, and had answer inconvenient. David. You see, chaps, it will trickle out friskily, of course, but the tom and the shorty of it is, he was in his bardic memory low. All the time he kept on treasuring with condign satisfaction each and every crumb of trek talk, covetous of his neighbour's word, as if ever, during a munda conversazione commoted in the nation's interest, delicate tippets were thrown out to him, touching his evil courses by some well-wishers vainly pleading by scriptural arguments with the opprobrious papist about trying to brace up for the kidders of the thing, scallywag, and be a man instead of a dem scrounger, dish it all, such as, pray, what is the meaning, Sousy, of that continental of expression, if you ever came across it? We think it as a word transpiciously like canai, or did you anywhere kennel on your gullible travels, or during your rural troubadouring happen to stumble upon a certain gay young nobleman whimpering to the name of Low Swine, who always addresses women out of the one corner of his mouth, lives on loans, and is 33 years of age? Without one sigh of haste, like the supreme prig he was, and not a bit sorry, he would pull a vacant landlubber's face, root with earwhacker's pencil in the outer of his loucher, and then lisping the prattle-paid Parnella to kill time, and swathing his dead breast to think what under the canopies of Jansen's crest would any decent son of an albino gentleman who had been to a university think, let a lent hint a hint, and begin to tell all the intelligentsia admitted to the Tamalisi Samtalesi conclamazione, since still and before physicians, lawyers, merchants, belfry politicians, agriculars, more fraudulous, sacristans of the Pure River Society, philanthropics, lodging and honours, many boards round a panesthetic, at the same time as possible, the whole lifelong shrine story of his entire low cornile existence, abusing his deceased ancestors wherever the sods were, and one moment her booming great blunderguns pooh about his far-famed fine Papa Moore, Mr. Hum-Hum, whom history, climate and entertainment made the first of his sept, and always up to date, though even's ears owe many fines he faces, and another moment, vis and vresses crutching 3 years, pa for his rotten little ghost of a peppy bag, Mr. Himmy's Himmy, a blighty, a reeky, a lighty, a scrapey, a babbly, a ninny, dirty seventh among thieves, and always bottom sawyer, till no one knowed how homely home would be, giving unsolicited testimony on behalf of the absent, as glib as Eve's water to those present, who meanwhile, with increasing lack of interest in his semantics, allowed various subconscious smickers to dribble slowly across the fickers, unconsciously explaining for inkstands, with a meticulously bordering on the insane, the various meanings of all the different foreign parts of speech he misused, and cuttlefishing every lie unshrinkable about all the other people in the story, leaving out, of course, for consciously, the simple wharf and plague and poison they'd cornered him about, until there was not a snoozer among them, but was utterly undeceived in the heel of the reel by the recital of the rigmarole. He went without saying that the cull disliked anything anyway, approaching a plain, straightforward stand-up or knock-down row, and, as often as he was called in to umpire any octagonal argument upon slang wang-hangers, the accomplished washout always used to rub shoulders with the last speaker and clasp shakers, the hand touch which is speech without words, and agree to every word as soon as half uttered. Command me, your servant, good. I revere you. How, my seer? Be drinking that? Quite truth. Gracious, I'm you. See what I'm hearing. Also, goods, please it. Monsieur, be filling this, queezer. You said it. Asper fellow, muchas gracias. Is there firing on me? Is there garlic on you? To your good self, your sulfur, and then at once focus his whole unbalanced attention upon the next antagonist who managed to catch a listener's eye, asking and imploring him out of as pity as one winker, hemoptysia diadumenos, whether there was anything in the world he would do to please him, and to overflow his tumble tantalizer for him yet once more. One Hallicannon night, for his departure was attended by a heavy downpour, as very recently as some 1,000 rains ago, he was therefore treated with what closely resembled personal violence, being soggered all unsuspectingly through the deserted village of Tumbling-on-the-Leafy, from Mr. Van Homrick's house at 81, Bis Mabbott's Mall as far as Green Patch, beyond the brick fields of Salmon Pool, by rival teams of slow spears, counter quick climbers, who finally, as rattly they had been deatened, or rather lethric, though busnet hits business, they had better be streaking for home after their Auburn to Auburn, with thanks to the pleasant evening, one and all disgustedly, instead of ruggering him back and awake, reconciled, though they were as jealous as could be cullions about all the truffles they'd brought on him, to a friendship fast and furious which merely arose out of the noxious pervert's perfect loneliness. Again, there was a hope that people, looking on him with the contempt of the contemptibles, after first giving him a roll in the dirt, might pity and forgive him, if properly deloused. But the pleb was born a quick low and sank, allowing till he stank out of sight. All saints beat Belial, mickle gold to nickel, not possible. Already, in nowhere has yet the whole world taken part of himself for his wife. By nowhere have poor parents been sentenced to worms, blood and thunder for life. Not yet has the emp from Corsica forced the earth out of Engleterre. Not yet has the Saxon and the other on the mound of a word made war. Not yet had witchy-witchy of Wench struck fire of his heath from on hoath. Not yet his Archibalane forspoken peace-peace upon oath. Clefoot from Hemphill must tumble, blamefoot gardeners bound to fall. Broken eggs will persuave bitten apples, for where there's will, there's his wall. But the mount still frowns on the millstream, while their madsons leap his beer, and her rills lifts to his marskety, all her draft daughters laugh in her ear, till the foreshores of Deftory Island let the doosdom aerowigs rail, her pep for their misunderstandings chips the ballot of purse or rail. O fortunus casualitas! Lefty takes the cherub cake, while right's cloves his hoofs. Darkies never done tug that coon out to play non-execretory, antisexes mixocinetic, gassy pure flesh-and-blood games, written and composed and sung and danced by Nishimus Naaman, such as pickaninnies play all day. Those old, none of your honeys and rubbers, games for fun and elements we used to play with Dinah and old Joe, kicking her behind and before, and the yellow girl kicking him behind. Old Joe games like Tom, Tom, the Thunder Man, put the wind up the Peeler, hat in the ring, prison your pritches and play with her steam, Mickle on the lucky break, nickel in the slot, Sheila Hartnett and her cow, Adam and Elle, Humble Bumble, Moggies on the wall, twos and threes, American Jump, Fox come out of your den, broken bottles, writing a letter to Punch, Tip Top's a sweet store, Henry C. Crump expelled, postman's knock, are we fairly represented, Solomon silent reading, apple tree burstone, I know a washerwoman, hospitals, as I was walking, there is one house in dream colour, battle of Waterloo, colours, eggs in the bush, haberdasher, telling your dreams, what's the time, nap, ducking mammy, last man standing, Healy baboon and the forky tags, fickle eyes and futileers, hand married but once in my life and I'll never commit such a sin again, zip coony candy, turkey in the straw, this is the way we sow the seed of long and lusty morning, hops of fun at Milliken's make, I see the toothbrush with Pat Farrell, here's the fat to grace the priest's boots, when his stream was like a Rembrandt round McCarthy. Now, it is notoriously known how on that surprisingly bludgeonly Unity Sunday, when the grand Girmagul All-Star bout was heralded the rage between our Wellingtons extraordinary and our pretty thicks, the Marshalsea and Irish eyes of welcome were smiling daggers down their backs, when the Roth Vice and Blas met the Noir Bank, Lamk and Rogues, and the grim white and cold bet the black fighting tans, categorically unimperivated by the Maxims, a rank funk getting the better of him, the scut in a bad fit of pyjamas fled like a leveret for his bare lives to Talviland, a hone, a hazard, pursued by the scented curses of all the village bells, and without having struck one blow, Pig Stolenham was lusty lagging it, was because Dusty shook. Cusky corked himself up tight in his ink-battled house, badly the worse for Bossigas, there to stay in afar for the life, where, as there was not a moment to be lost, after he'd boxed around with his fortepiano, till he was whole back, bump him and bump him blues, he collapsed carefully under a bed-tick from Switzer's, his face enveloped into a dead warrior's telemach, with a lullaby sunbonnet and a hot wattle at his feet, to stoke his energy of waiting, moaning feebly in Monk Marian monotheme, but turned long and then a nation louder, while engaged in swallowing from a large ampuller that his Padre's purgatory was more than a nigger bloke could bear, hemi-paralysed by the tongue warfare and all the schmozzle, daily maily, full up lace, holy maily, muttle up just, his cheeks and trousers changing colour every time a gat crowed. How is it for that for low, ladies and gentle nuns? Why, dog of the Crustigans, whole continents rang up this Cairo Koran, Lonus, shoals of Huris and Chems upon divans, revolted Stella's Vespertine Ves among them, as the bear, or mention of the scaly ribald, exclaimed, Pois! But would anyone short of a madhouse believe it? Neither of those clean little cherubim, Nero or Nebuchadnezzar himself, ever nursed such a spoilt opinion of his monstrous marvelosity as did this mental and moral defective, here perhaps at the evanescence of his lowness, who was known to grunt rather than gunnert upon one occasion while drinking heavily of spirits to that interlocutor alatere and private privy secretary he used to pal around with in the Cavahas, one Davy Brown Nolan, his heaven-laid twin. This ham-boned dog poet suited himself under the hang-name he gave himself of Betel Gert, in the porchway of a gypsy's bar, Shem always blaspheming so holy writ, Billy he would try old belly and pay this one man-jack congregant of his four soups every lass of Nexmat Bolly, so sure as there's a tail on a comet as a taste for Starix 42, that's to say to listen 120 minis mo', bully his ballot, imagine, which was to be dubbed Wine, Women and Water Clocks, or How a Guy Thinks and Fucks When He's Going Bashy, by Mester Shames de la Plume, some most dreadful stuff in a murderer's mirror hand, that he was a voof, pardon me, aware of no other shag stick, other Shakespeare, either pre-exactly unlike his polar and this his, or precisely the seams as whoops, pardon, as when he fancied or guessed the same as he was himself, and that great scout duckings and thuggery, though he was fox fucks to fucks, like a bunny boy, Roger, with all the tea-shop linuses of Lumdrum, hiven-hosed up again against him, being a lapsus lingua with a ruvy-dub, shorter temper, bad cad, that fat, sad mat, Nad Van Hattie Bear, the consequentures of casality, perpestuate crosswords and postposition, scruff-scruffer, scruffer-murra moist, and all that sort of thing, if Ream stood to reason, and his lank live line lasted, he would wipe Ali English spooker multifurnistically spuking off the face of the earth. After the thorough fright he got that bloody Swithin's day, though every doorpost in much tried local is it was smeared with generous earthborn gore, and every free-for-all cobbleway slippery with the bloods of heroes crying to welkins for others, and noahs and culverts agush with tears of joy, our low waster never had the common ballams plucked to stir out and about the compound, while everyone else of the torchlight throng, slashers and sliced alike, Maboo and Massa, wadded and battered around, yam-yam, pamp-yam, chanting the Galuli chorus from the monster book of palliatric poetry, O pure pia bella, in junket sampram or in seculum cincularum, heads up on his bona fides avocation, the little folk creeping on all fours to their natural school treat, but childishly gleeful when a stray wizard sang out intermediately, and happy belongers to the fairer sex on their usual quest for higher things, but vying with Lady Smith to avenge Macjobber, when stone-stepping with her bickerstaffs on educated feet, plinkety-plonk across the seven-span Ponte de Colori, set up over the slop after the war to end war by by messes a charitable government for the only ones, Diodos Finidus. He did take a Tom Pippi Pistrella through a tree draw 18 hawks power dirty telescope, luminous to laboured only like the lamps in Nasitras, out of his westernmost keyhole, spitting at the impenetrable weather, and it was porker ghastly that autumn, with an each away hope in his shivering soul as he prayed to the cloud in certitude of finding out for himself on account of all the rules in Kruka Parka, or owing to all the codzogs and cattle vala, whether true conciliation was forging ahead or falling back after the celestial's intemperance, and, for double's sake, why, with his see me see and his my see a corvette and his frocker frocker frusker laying loves and meing seeing, he got the charm of his optical life when he found himself, hic sunt lenones, at point-blank range, blinking down the barrel of an irregular revolver of the bulldog with a purpose pattern, handled by an unknown quarreller who, supposedly, had been told off to shade and shoot Shai Shem should the shit show his shiny snout out a while to look facts in their face before being hosed and creased up rip and jack'em by sick of a dozen of the gay boys. What Paris and Plum in the names of Deucalion and Pyrrha and the incense privy and the licensed pantry guards and Statra and Victor and Cutton run and the whole mess of Redondo of Loricander outlets in Convocown was this disinterestingly low human type, this calumnous column of cloaxity, this Bengalese beacon of biloxity, this animite apper of atrocity really at, will be precise to qualify, for he seems in a bad, bad case. The answer to do all the diddles in one dettle would sound, from pulling himself from his most flavoured canal, the huge chest house of his elders, the paparetta and some navico navvies, he'd flickered up and flintered down into a drug and drunkery attic growing megalomane of a loose part. This explains the litany of septonicular leather trumpets, honorific, high-pitched, erudite neoclassical, which he so loved as patricianly to manuscribe after his name. It would have diverted, if ever seen, the shuddersome spectacle of a sedimented zany mind amid the insipisated grime of his glaucous den, making believe to read his uselessly unreadable blue book of Eccles, Edition des Ténèbres. Even yet, sighs the most different Dr. Poindinjek, authorized Balder and censor, it can't be repeated, turning over three sheets at a wind, telling himself delightedly, no espeller more so, that every splurge in the vellum he blundered over was an aisling vision more gorgeous than the one before, T.I.T.S., a Rochelle cottage by the sea, for nothing forever, a lady's try and hosiery raffle at liberty, a sewer full of guinea gold wine, with Branco mange de padon pie and six-cylinder oysters worth a billion a bite, an entire opera house, there was to be stamping room only in the prompter's box, and every tomorrow his queue kept swelling of enthusiastic noble women flinging every corone crimson stitch they had off at his proscenium, one after the other, imagine goaded into the adjust to losing themselves in their gaiety pantomime, when, egad, sir, according to all accounts, Tricky squealed the top squall and deal lil shem lock up yellin', Jem whiz Jew ear that far, so pure, loot gout of Sabbath's juice like a boy, for fully 5 minutes infinitely better than Barrington McLuckton with a scrumptious cocked hat and three green crease and tangerine trinity plumes on the right-handed side of his amaryllis head, a coat MacFarlane, the cresses cut, you understand, a spaniard digger at his ribs, alfayate punsi, an Azulu blow sheet for the blouse bosom blossom, and a Dean's crozier that he won from Cardinal Lindundari and Cardinal Carchingari and Cardinal Lorituli and Cardinal Occidentaccia. Aho, in the dearby derby double for falling first over the hurdle, madam, in the otter hand, ah, to sot. But what with that murky light, the botchy print, the tattered cover, the jig-jag page, the fumbling fingers, the fox-trotting fleas, the libel glides, the scum of his tongue, the drop in his eye, the lump in his throat, the drink in his bottle, the itch in his palm, the wail of his wind, the grief from his breath, the fog of his mind, the buzz in his brain tree, the tick of his conscience, the height of his rage, the gush down his fundament, the fire in his gorge, the tickle of his trail, the bane in his bulldog, the squints in his soil, the rot in his eater, the echo in his ear, the totters of his toes, the tetters of his tummy tum, the rats in his garret, the bats in his belfry, the budgerers and the boslem bow birds, the hullabaloo in the dust in the ear, since it took him a month to steal a march, he was hardest to murmurize more than a word a week. Hakes Hallen, Hooks Fisk, can you beat it? Why, I say, can you bait it? Was there ever heard of such low down blackguardism? Positively, it woolies one to think over it. Yet the bumper sprinkle used to boast aloud alone to himself with a haxand on it when min father was a bore constructor and Hoy was a lexical student parole and corrected with the blackboard trying to copy the stage Engelsman. He brought their house down on shouting, bravo, Sir Charles, letter perfect, colossal, loose Wallace, sprack, how he'd been towed out of all the Shicker families of the Klondikers from Pupurike, Swabspays, the land of Nod, Shruggers County, pensioned an Uber home, and Barbaropolis, who had settled and stratified in the capital city after its said Domitry Metropole Archivisation, a sun-blistered, moon-plastered, gory, wheeling, jovial, literous and full, ordered off the gorgeous premises in most cases on account of his smell, which all cookmaids eminently objected to as resembling the bombin-nubble putzo that welled out of the potzo. Instead of cluttering those model households' plain wholesome puttocks, a thing he never possessed of his Nigerian own, what do you think Vulgarino did but study with stolen fruit how cutely to copy all the various styles of signature so as to one day to utter an epical forged check on the public for his own private profit until, as just related, the dustbin's united scullery maids and house help sorority, better known as Sluttery's Mouted Foot, turned him down and assisted nature by unitedly shooing the source of annoyance out of the place altogether and totally on the heat of the moment, holding one another's gong for no one hound or scrub lady, not even the Turk ungreekable in peresent of the Armenable, daft whiffed a polecat at close range, and making some point-to-pointing remarks as they done so at the prefix of the sniffy, Your Honour, aboon the low, why a stunk, mister. Jim's wishes to hear from wearers of abandoned female costumes, gratefully received, wadmal jumper, rather full pair of culottes and undergarmentaries to start city life together. His Jimes is out of job, would sit and write. He's lately committed one of the then commandments, but she will now assist. Superior built, domestic, regular layer, and also got the boot. He appreciates it. Copies, abortisment. One cannot even begin to post-figure out a status quo ante as to how slow in reality the excommunicated drumchondriac Nate Hamer's really was. Who can say how many pseudo-stylic Shamiana, how few or how many of the most venerated public impostures, how very many piously forged salamcests slipped in the first place by this morbid process from his pelagerist pen? But be that as it may, but for the light fantastic of his nose's glow as it slid luciferously within an inch of its page, he would touch at its time to other the red eye of his fear and sadishness, to ensign the colours by the beerlets in his madness, and his educandees to add to themselves in the cries of girl glee, Gember, Inkware, Conch Chomp, Cincero, Zinzibar, Tincture and Gin, Nibs never would have quilled a seraph to sheepskin, by that rosy lampoon's effluvious burning, and with help of the simile chronic flesh in his pan, a guinea a girk he gets there, he scrabbled and scratched and scribbled and screamed nameless shamelessness about everybody ever he met, even sharing a precipitation under the idlish terrier's umbrella of a sharp-proof wall, while all over, up and down, the four margins of this rancid shem stuff, the evil smeller, who was devoted to Ulsfader Serendonapulus, used to stipple endlessly in artistic portraits of himself in the act of reciting old Nicabelli's monologue, Inter Yera Hanno Ononano Acela Brumbelbem, Serotore Qued, a heartbreakingly handsome young Paolo with love lyrics for the goyles in his oils, a plaintiff tanner's voice, a juicel income of 132 drachmans per year from broken Hill stranded estate, Cambridge Mannings cutting a great dash in the brand new 2 guinea dress suit and a burled hog's ford hired for a Thursday evening, merry party, and a lovely long pair of inky Italian moustaches glistering with boric vaseline and frangipani. Puh, how unwhisperably so. The house of O'Shea or O'Shame, Quiver Piano, known as the haunted ink bottle, no number Brimstone Walk, Asia in Ireland, as it was infested with the raps with his pen name shut, sepia scraped on the doorplate and a blind of stacks sailcloth over its one shinshog, in which the sole contracted son of the secret cell groped throughout life at the expense of the taxpayers, dejected into day and night with Jesuit bark and bitter bite, calihydrains of sulphur and scocula pinia by full and 40 queasy sanos, every day in everyone's way more exceeding in violent abuse of self and others, was the worst it is hoped even in our western playboyish world for pure mouse farm filth. You brag of your brass castle or your tiled house and bally ferment, nigs, nigs and nigs again, for this was a stinksome inky stink, quite puzzling to the ruttle. Smatter fact, angles aft bone browsing there, though not Adam reeked more rare. My wood, the warped flooring of the lair and the sound conducting walls thereof, to say nothing of the uprights and imposts, were personally literatured with burst love letters, telltale stories, sticky back snaps, doubtful eggshells, bouchers, flints, borers, puffers, amygladoid almonds, rindless raisins, alphabeti form verbiage, vic little visses, umpter dictas, verses, umbique, ahems and ahas, and imful tries at speech, unassyllable, you owes me's, I old hymns, flumel smut, fallen Lucifer's vessels which it served, showered ornaments, borrowed brogues, reversible jackets, black eye lenses, family jars, false hair shirts, godforsaken scapulars, never worn breeches, cutthroat ties, counterfeit francs, best intentions, curried notes, upset lantern tin tacks, unused mill and stumbling stones, twisted quills, painful digests, magnifying wine glass, solid objects, casted goblins, once current puns, quashed potatoes, messes of mottage, unquestionable issue papers, seedy ejaculations, limerick dams, crock crocodile tears, split ink, blasphematory spit, stale chestnut, schoolgirls, young ladies, milkmaids, washerwomen, shopkeepers, wives, merry widows, ex-nuns, vice abbesses, pro-virgins, super whores, silent sisters, Charlie's aunts, grandmothers, mother-in-laws, foster mothers, godmothers, garters, tresses, clippings from right, lift and centrum, worms of snot, toothsome pickings, cans of Swiss condensed milk, highbrow lotions, kisses from the Antipodes, presents from pickpockets, borrowed plumes, relaxable hand grips, princes' promises, lees of wine, deoxidized carbons, convertible collars, devilucker doffers, broken wafers, unloosed shoe latchets, crooked straight waistcoats, fresh horrors from Hades, globules of mercury, undeleted delete, glass eye for an eye, gloss teeth for a tooth, war moan, special size, long sufferings of long standing, ows, we see, yas, yos, gas, nyes, tosso, yeses and yeses and yeses, to which, if one has the stomach to add the breakages, upheaval, distortion, inversion of all this chamber-made music, one stands, given a grain of goodwill, a fair chance of actually seeing the whirling dervish, tumult, son of thunder, self-exiled in upon his ego, a night-long a-shaking betwixt between white or red hormors, noonday terrorized to skin and bone by the ineluctable phantom, nay, the shaper of mercery on him, writing the mystery of himself in furniture. Of course, our low hero was a self-valator by choice of need, so up he got, up whatever is meant by the star bridge clay kitchenet, and lit our golgel, new fowl house. For the sake of aches, the umple does not fall very far from the dumper tree, which the more melodious jig-smitten defiance of the uncontrollable birth preservation game and poultry act, playing lally rook cook or nook by the dodgingness of his lantern, brewed and cocked and potched and athener, whites and yolks and yilks and whoats, to the fruling freedonance of Mas Blanca Skilla Blanca Hermana, and Amarilla muy bien, with cinnamon and locusts and wild beeswax and licorice and carrageen moss and blaster of berries and astra's mess and hustra's mixture and yellow man's embrocation and Pinkington's patty and stardust and sinner's tears, accurident to Sheridan's art of panning, chanting for all regale to the like of the legs he left behind, with litty fun leaven, his cantraps of fermented words, abracadabra calubra calorum, his aufsala Madame Gabrielle de l'Eglise, his avigzala Mistress Bébé de Meinfelder, his arzus Quamalda la pomme de ciel, whose uvos, oves, and uves a la sulphate de soude, his ochuri sotwe so mene a la monseigneur, his sufflosion of eggs with some keet on toast a la merde boudard, his pajadovis a la fennella, his fried eggs a la ticarem, in what was meant for a closet, ah ho, if only he'd listened better to the four masters that infanted him, Father Matthew and Le Père Nobel and Pastor Lucas and Padre Aguila, not forgetting lay teacher Baudouin, ah ho, his cost of Satan's antimonian magoniza, limolitminous nature, never needed such an alcove, so, when robber and mum the public dictators on the nudgment of their legal advisers Messrs. Codex and Podex, and under his own benefaction of their pastor, Father Flaminius Falconer, boycotted him of all the mutton suet candles and Rome rule stationery for any purpose, he winged away on a wild group's chase across the cathartic ocean and made synthetic ink and sensitive paper for his own end out of his wit's waste. You ask in Sam Hill how ye let manner and matter of this for these our sporting times be cloaked up in the language of blushed porphyrates, that an Anglican ordinal not reading his own rude Dunsky Tunga may ever behold the brand of scarlet on the brow of her Babylon, and feel not the pink one in his own damned cheek. Primum opi fex, altus prosator, a terram vivi param, et concipotentem, sine ulo pudro in equenia, suspecto pluviale atque distinctis, persiomatis, natibus nudus uti nati fuissent, sese atrop pinquans, flensid gemens, in manuam swam evacuavit, highly prosy crap in his hand, sorry, poste animale negro exoneratus classicum pulsans stercus proprium quod appellave diectionis suas in vas olim honorabile tristia posuit eodum sub invocatione fratorum geminorum medarde godadi lete et meli flue minxit samum qui incipit lingua mea calamus scribae velocitus scribentis manie voces cantitans didipis says he was dejected asked to be exonerated demum extercore turpicum divi orionis icundidate misto cocto frigorique ex posito, encaustum sibi facit indelible, faked Orion's the indelible ink.